On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
He's been the fabulist of all history all week long, so we appreciate that. Rob Center on the other side of the glass, our producer, taking good care of not only this show, but the On the Mark program. So we are very, very, very appreciative of his hard work and his help and gluing pieces together and making sure that the shows sound good and all the archives are up. And so he's a good producer, so we appreciate that. Time to turn our attention to Hops, Vines, and Wines. It's the Sealands Grove annual opportunity to sample different brews, wines, and other beverages, ciders, and all kinds of beverages. And it's the original one around this area, and we're going to talk about that right now. We have Carol Hanlon is back here, and I'll bet she sat in that chair back in 2008 and said, hey, we're going to have a little fundraising party coming up this weekend, and talking about that. She's one of the co-founders and a co-chair. Carol Hanlon, welcome back.
Good morning, Mark.
Oh, I appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much. And Jeff Reed is back. He's one of the co-chairs of the event. He's also one of the co-founders back in 2008. See, I'll bet you were enjoying some hops, vines, or wines back in 2006, saying, I have an idea for a fundraiser.
I did not have the idea. It was originally Carol's idea.
Okay.
But she was kind enough to discuss that with me, and we started talking about the opportunities and what it would take, and it was a two-year process till we actually decided to go ahead with the first Brewfest.
And when it happened, it sold out. That's the history, that they would
Correct.
Sell out and in record time. And that legacy propels you. I mean, tell me how that legacy, how that really means something, that you were first, you had the sellouts that occurred in, 20 minutes or whatever the record is.
Yeah, Mark, we are very fortunate. Being the first in the area, it was new, and everybody thought it was the greatest thing. They didn't have to travel to go to a festival outside the area. In 2008, we sold 800 tickets. Now we're up to 1,800 tickets. So it's really grown over the years. It's great that we moved from downtown Sealands Grove, but only a few blocks up towards the university, where there's grass and shade, and got off that asphalt, because it was hot back in 2008 and 2009 on that asphalt, and it was in the 90s, 95 back then, so we're familiar with heat and how to handle it.
Well, and it is this weekend, and we do have heat forecast with real feels above 100. One of our little AccuWeather advisories there says don't drink alcohol to excess, but please enjoy a cool beverage. Now, that's not written in there, but I'll go ahead and add that in there.
Yeah. Well, our event has always been a tasting event, so you get samples from all of the breweries, the wineries, and in the last 2 years, we've added distilleries because they've become popular in the area. So we are asking our participants to just exercise great caution and make sure they hydrate. And we'll have plenty of bottled water for them to do that.
All right. So all of that's going to be in place. Plenty of shade. Some of it's on grass, so you don't have to worry about, being out in the asphalt. There are probably some people in our audience who've never been to any one of these brew fests that now they happen at other places around here, and you had the first. Describe that feeling. It's like a camaraderie, a party. It's hard to describe.
It is a very very fun-filled event. We've been very fortunate to have a very, very responsible crowd, I'll say. I'm very fortunate to attract some of the breweries we have. But it's become more of a social event. Graduates from Sealands Grove High School and graduates from Susquehanna University use it as a way of getting together and sort of having a mini reunion in some respects. You'll see a lot of people, greeting each other, haven't seen each other in months or years. And it's become very, very friendly and sociable. A lot of couples, basically. No, it's not to be mistaken for anything out of the norm. It's
Well, it is this Saturday, we should say. What are the details? Explain where and when, that sort of thing.
The event takes place on University Avenue, on the 300 and 400 block of University Avenue. The ticket price includes a free sample glass, food, live music. The bottled water is free and available at anyone's disposable. It's along the street. Anybody can grab a bottle of water whenever they choose. And again, the food is represented by our restaurants in downtown Selins Grove, and that is also free, included in the ticket price.
Samples of the food come with that.
Samples of the food come with that as well.
How much does it cost?
The ticket price is $50.
Okay, and it is a fundraiser for Selins Grove Projects Incorporated.
That's correct, for downtown revitalization.
Carol, you are a former president of Selins Grove Projects, Inc. Tell us about this good organization for which you're raising funds this week.
Yes, and actually that's how I got involved with coming up with the Brewfest, because we needed to raise funds, and my husband and I did go to other Brewfests along the East Coast, and I said we should be able to do something like this in Selins Grove. But being a novice, that's why it took us 2 years and working with the ministerium. But Selins Grove Projects, Inc., since the funding stopped from the state, stopped from the university, in direct for our Main Street program and the borough, we had to really raise money. So that's how we came up with the Brewfest. And all of the money to date for our past 11 Brewfest, we have cleared $516,301. So we're really proud of that. And that money is going back into the town for facade grants. We just had this 2019, $45,000 we've distributed to businesses downtown who are sprucing up their buildings. We also used the money towards the restoration of our 100-year-old clock downtown that was just recently returned. We also maintain the commons. We own that, our park in the central part of town. We own that and maintain that, so we need to raise monies for that. We do all the streetscape, all the plants along the street. We do the music series, but we do get funding from the Gelnet Foundation for that. We've added now a winter music series, so the money's going directly back into the town and our community to benefit from that.
Okay, Selins Grove Farmers Market and Selins Grove White Christmas, the Halloween Parade, the Markets Street Festival, all have SPY written all over them.
That's correct.
You guys make these things happen. And primarily with volunteers at this point, right?
Yes. We are very fortunate. We are a volunteer-based organization for our Brewfest. We have 67 volunteers pretty much every year. We have two who have been with us so long. They are 84 years old. This will be their last year, they tell us, though. And we hope to do a little celebration for them as well. But we're very fortunate for our community to step up and help out.
All right. And are you looking for any more volunteers, any more assistance needed?
Not for the Brewfest, but yes. Anybody who's interested in volunteering can contact us at SPY offices or go to our website and let us know.
All right, SelinsGroveBrewFest.com is the website for Hops, Vines, and Wines, which is taking place this Saturday. It's an opportunity for you to contribute to Selins Grove Projects Incorporated, but then enjoy a really fun social opportunity. We had Jeff set the scene. I think I interrupted you with the ticket price. Continue to set the scene. You mentioned that there's food there. How many breweries are going to be there, or makers of fluids of some sort or another?
39 breweries. Four wineries, and we've also introduced distilleries. There'll be four distilleries there as well.
And they would be making like a cider drink? Or some
actually, they're making like vodkas and gins and whiskeys and that type of product.
Okay.
The sample sizes are dictated by what is suggested or by the state, so they give a much smaller sample. Wineries are permitted to give up to a 1 ounce sample, and breweries are suggested to give up to a 4 ounce sample at each pouring.
Now, if I like the beer or the wine, or well, I know that I will. When I like one of the beers or wines, can I buy some for later?
The wineries and distilleries are permitted to sell. The breweries are not permitted to sell. And that, is controlled by the state.
And that's our festival, how we have it set up as well.
Yeah. Okay, so you have to, you'd have to go down and visit Trogues or Turkey Hill Brewing, or what you...
Correct.
Or when it,
yes, they're here to promote themselves, too.
Right, so, and they want you to visit. Yeah. They all have tours and so on, so this should help them.
One of the other noteworthy things is we're very fortunate that many of the brewers, this is one of their only events that they do. It's tough to give away free beer. So they come, they also collaborate with each other. And there's some good beer that have come out of those collaborations. But we get the brewers and the owners here as well, which is not normal. A lot of festivals have volunteers pouring beer that they don't know anything about. So ours is truly a craft brew festival.
All right. Well, when you go to the Three Beards and you see the Three Beards, you'll know you got the owner. That's a little more obvious at that place. But
yeah. The only other thing, Mark, is their entertainment is the Ann Kerstetter Band this year, too. So this will be Ann's first year playing at the festival. And if anybody's heard them, they know she puts on a show.
Right. She's a very, very high-energy show. Well, we invite folks to go. I've never been to the Seals Grove Brew Fest, believe it or don't, but I have been to others, and it is just a real fabulous time, and you can do some of the sampling here and take it easy in the heat, and you're going to have your mister there. You have one of those little...
Mm-hmm. We have a large mister, four fans. We also run a shuttle bus, a free shuttle bus, that starts at noontime and runs at 10 o'clock. It goes to all the hotels up on the strip, and so it allows people to be responsible as far as the driving aspect of our event.
If they so desire, that's really important. You want to make sure that it's a responsible party, but it should be a blast. It has been in the past by all accounts, and I just wish you the best of luck. SealandsGroveBrewFest.com is the website. Hops, Vines, and Wines is this Saturday afternoon on University Avenue in Seals Grove. Carol Hanlon's a past president of Seals Grove Projects Incorporated, one of the co-founders and currently a co-chair of the event, and Mr. Jeff Reed, he's stuck in the mayor's office in Seals Grove these days. Two terms, so the first time was our fault. This time is your fault. You ran again, so now you know, we put that on your head. And a co-founder and co-chair of the Hops, Vines, and Wines. Thank you both so much for all you're doing in your community and for pulling this together and for coming in today.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.